Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Never, ever, ever, ever going to complain about days off and a vacation. I just feel like for the next couple of days where my girlfriend Amanda and I are going, I already know that we are not going to fit in. So I have never seen the northeast part of this country. I've been as far north. I went to a Red Sox game, and I got really super drunk in Newport, Rhode Island with a friend one time. But I didn't see the city or anything like that. So we are doing the eastern seaboard, northeast shoreline. So we're flying into Bangor, Maine.
Who's going to make the joke?
I don't even know her.
But you do know her.
So we're flying into Bangor, and then we're just taking the coastline down, I guess, to like Kennebunkport and Acadia National Park, Portland. And I've already prejudged it because I really have a bug in my ass for anything that's really like elitist. And I feel like the Northeast, like that whole area, feels like Martha's Vineyard-ish to me. And I just... That's not my peaceful place. And Amanda, who's like a hippie chick, I just don't know that. I think it's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that we're going
to
fit in.
Well, I think that's kind of the fun part of traveling is making an attempt to fit in. Not necessarily like changing who you are, but I do think it's fun. Like, for example, I'm going to Greece and like, I know I'm going to stand out no matter what as a Grecian tourist, but it is kind of fun to like, my friend is Greek. So I'm like, what do they wear there? And sort of trying to immerse yourself in cosplaying as the type of person that would be there. Even if it's just a vacation, like maybe you should cosplay being elitist for a week.
You should wear all white and wear those white shorts and like throw one of those sweaters over your shoulders and crisscross the arms.
That's what I see it as, like in the back of my mind. Uh-huh. And I'm from San Diego, man. I'm bringing shorts and t-shirts. And what I see in my head is like that look that you're talking about, the collared shirts, the long sleeves, maybe with some shorts. Maybe if someone's wearing a t-shirt, it's that Life is Good t-shirt.
Oh, you definitely gonna stand out.
Oh yeah. But here I know this also, and I'm reminded of this all the time, especially when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago. People they don't care.
Nope.
They don't really care.
That's the most beautiful part of it for me. Everybody's in their own world.
Everybody's
with their own
in their own world, man. Yeah. They don't care what you look like. You know what? Order from our restaurant and get out of here. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson. So you and Mikey are in a bit of an inner competition this morning, and we are going to be the recipients of some amazing motivation.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, we can call it that. When I was ideating this whole bit idea, it went better in my head than it's going in principle right now. I'd like to think that Mikey and I are fairly good at writing fairly funny stuff as long as we have enough time. This is kind of throwing all that out the window, and you're about to see why this is going to be an absolute mess.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so I'm calling this TED Talk Disasters, okay? So 10 minutes ago, Mikey and I both gave each other a topic, a random topic off the top of our heads, and we have been given the last 10 minutes to write a TED Talk on that topic that they gave us, okay?
Okay.
That we gave each other. And so, Mikey, what did you give me?
All about bird feeders.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to give a TED Talk on bird feeders.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I gave Mikey the three different ways of valuing a company.
Of what? Valuing a company?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Company valuations.
All right.
Simple.
Okay. So you guys have been working on that for how long?
It's been like 8-ish minutes.
All right.
8 minutes.
You guys ready to do this now or you need more time?
No, we're as ready as we're going to be right now.
Okay. Is there a voting aspect to this on our part? Or
sure. Yeah. You can vote on who you think you learned more from.
Okay.
Bird feeders and company valuation.
All right. We're going to start with bird feeders. Okay.
Sure.
When I was a child, my father always told me that there are two types of people in this world. Those who appreciate the avian species of animal and idiots. Did you know that dinosaurs are birds? From that day forward, I have dedicated my life to the art, science, and craft of bird watching. Birds come in all shapes and sizes. Some are big. Some are small. Some are fat. Some are small.
ChatGPT is really showing its...
And we did not use ChatGPT for this.
Clearly.
Did you know that some birds can't fly? So today I want to share with you the best way to introduce all of you to the world of bird watching so you aren't idiots in my father's eye, and that is through bird feeders. There are three main types of bird feeders. You've got your cylinders, you got your cubes, and you've got your anti-squirrel bird attractor 3000s. Did you know that dinosaurs are birds? So when you are thinking of an extra hobby to take part in,
see what you did.
Don't think of something that is a bird in and make things hawkward.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Stick with me.
If Cassie was here, she'd be on the ground.
Stick with me. Stick with me. Grab a partner to join you because toucan play this game,
okay.
And you will be raving about your newfound love.
How many are there?
You won't egret it.
Wow.
I will be seeing you.
Wow. No, you won't. Fam, I need the head.
That is an all-time low.
Jackson. The sly glance as he recited his last line, like, did you see what I just did?
Yeah, staring you in the eyes, saying it.
Weird.
Wow, that was so...
Okay. Don't be hating on bird feeders, though. We've got one of those ones that hang on the window, and we enjoy daily visits from our local aviary in our backyard.
Wow, you live a wild life, Tommy. Yeah.
Bucky, side note, when I walked in Bucky's last time, at the very entrance, they had the ones with the webcams where it'll take pictures of the birds.
Wow.
For you.
That's top shelf, man.
Wow, you might have sold it better than I did.
You really added to that. Yeah.
So glad you shared that, Tommy.
His own TED Talk, man. He just came right off the top of his head.
It's a passion.
All right, Mikey, good luck beating that.
I mean, easy. I'm a businessman. All right. Listen, guys, people ask me all the time, big boss money man, Mikey, I'm thinking about investing in this company, but I just can't get a good feel for the value it carries. Please help me. You're my only hope. I say, Clarence, you relax. You take a breath, big fella. Your cholesterol is rising. Don't worry, because big money man's got you. Step number one, it's all about heart. A big mistake rookie investors make is looking at the stock prices or the cursed three letters. It's not about ETFs, HMOs, HBOs, HPVs. It's not about LMFAOs, RBS, or your PMS. It's about heart. You need to reach out and grab the hand that reaches from the grave and feel that skittish beating heart that beats only for you. Make sense?
No.
Step number two. Do not, and that means don't, fall for the deadlifts. You ever see that guy at the gym lifting more than your great aunt weighs, letting the bar smash down onto the mat to prove to the rest of the room that his father actually does love him and he actually doesn't want to make varsity football? That man is on steroids and he will sell you some if you meet him in the bathroom. But that's not where the money is. The guy you want to talk to is wearing glasses, working on an Excel spreadsheet at Jamba Juice, waiting for his daughter's soccer game to end. This man has no concern for how she did in the game. He only hopes she has fun and doesn't get hurt. You know what I'm saying?
No.
The days of risky stock options are over, and today's craze is simple and safe. Step three.
Oh.
The most important step.
Okay.
Disregard steps one and two. All you need to make it in this business is Mikey's book of colors, and it goes as follows. If you're in the red, you're in the green. If you're in the black, you're in the blue, the deep blue. You're drowning in an ocean of debt and should focus more on your kid's soccer game so she grows up to be a champ and can pay for you to live in a retirement community. Don't worry about purple. It's only bruising, and it will go away. Maroon is cause for concern, but don't freak out because it might be internal bleeding. This is business, bucko. Don't be chum. Don't be glum. Be a bum. A bum riding on the train of success.
It was kind of hanging there. You want to try that last line again?
Yeah, hold on. This is business, bucko. Don't be chum. Don't be glum. Be a bum. A bum riding on the train to success.
That dude. Yeah.
Do we want to vote and make this official?
Yeah, my vote is Tommy.
I say Tommy.
My vote is neither. My vote is go back to college.
Right. Entertainment Bites is coming up next.
The new Golden Bachelor is sparking controversy after voicing his preferences for the women he wants on the show. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
I think these two have secretly said, let's see who can bring the ratings down the most.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.